You'll now hear performer and storyteller Jane DeLobbenfels recount her experiences with a typical actor's nightmare. This piece was developed and first performed at Second Story in Chicago.
It's July of 2011, and I'm in New York City with my best friend, Teresa. We're in the bookstore at the Neue Gallery, a museum of Austrian and German art. The current exhibit is Vienna 1900, Style and Identity. I'm looking through a book of nude drawings, Gustav Klimt's erotic sketches. Teresa asks if I'm going to buy the book. I normally wouldn't, but something has shifted the last few months. So let's go back to March. It's a cold, rainy spring day in Chicago. I'm sitting in my car on Kenmore Avenue in Edgewater. In 15 minutes, I'm due at a dress rehearsal for the play I'm in, Man from Nebraska. At the moment, I have serious doubts about whether I will find the courage to follow through with what is expected of me. Today is the first day I will do a portion of a scene topless, nothing on from the waist up. I've known this day was coming for a long time. I knew when I auditioned for this play 5 months ago that it required nudity. When I was offered the role, I almost said no. I wasn't sure when it came down to it that I could actually do it. I'm a modest person when it comes to my body. Cleavage makes me uneasy. I've been acting for 30 years, and I've never been asked to bare my breasts. I guess I assumed at this point it was never going to be an issue. I didn't come to the decision easily, but in the end, I didn't want to pass up the chance to work on this play. So I said yes, trusting I would find the courage to go topless when the time came. This is a beautiful play about a middle-aged man who lives in Nebraska and is going through a crisis of faith. He leaves his wife and job and heads to London to find himself. On the plane ride over, he meets my character, a divorced woman who loves sex, rough sex, and is convinced this inexperienced and naive man will be better off after a night in the sack with her. The sex scene isn't some romantically lit, gentle scene when things are only suggested. In addition to some sexually graphic language, we make out pretty heavily. I throw him on the bed and straddle him, take off my shirt and bra, wrap a leather strap around my breasts, and grasping the straps with my hands over my head, I ask him to pinch my nipples. Back when I was first cast in this play, I did some serious assessing in front of my full-length mirror. I have a nicely defined waist. No back fat. Not bad. My stomach isn't as toned as I would like. If I'm standing straight and holding my breath, it's fine. But if I'm slouching or bending at all, there is definitely flab. My breasts look smaller in the mirror than I thought they were. And I have these wiry black hairs around my nipples. I lift up my arms. No matter how often I shave, I can never get all the stubble. These things matter since the theater is the size of a shoebox. The audience will only be a few feet away from me. The nipple hairs I can pluck. My friend who owns a spa says waxing is the only way to get all the underarm hair. But first, I have to grow out the hair. So for the next 3 months, I grow it out, which both fascinates and disgusts me. The scene has been a blast to rehearse. My scene partner, Chuck, is kind and easygoing and a terrific actor. Once we got past the awkwardness of kissing and groping each other, we've been having a ball. The director wants to wait until dress rehearsal for the nudity, so I haven't had to worry about that yet. Just lots of kissing and talking dirty and having fun. So here I am, in my car, on this gloomy spring day. Everything is in place for the nudity. Ideal scene partner, wiry black nipple hairs plucked, underarms waxed, slacks that hit me in just the right spot around my waist, a bra that hooks in front so I can get in and out of it easily. The plan today is for me to go over the scene with Shauna, our stage manager, first. It will be a closed rehearsal, just Shauna and me, until I feel comfortable. The past few days, I've been doing the scene in my bra, hoping that would make the transition to bare breasts a little easier. But now the thought of taking off my bra is terrifying. When I get inside, everyone is acting perfectly normal, drinking coffee and eating donuts. It's just another dress rehearsal for them. Shauna is bustling around. Hi, Jane. I'll meet you on stage in 5 minutes. 5 minutes later, I'm on stage in my costume. Shauna doesn't get on the bed and make out with me, but she stays close and reads Chuck's lines. The first time I take off my bra, the theater feels huge and bright and cold. It isn't the warm, intimate space I've grown to love. Shauna offers suggestions about getting the bra off and on gracefully and maneuvering the leather strap so that my nipples are exposed and my arms are in a V over my head. We do that part of the scene so many times my arms ache. Just when I'm starting to feel less weird about my bare breasts flopping around, Shauna says, "Okay, should we do the scene with Chuck?" Damn it. I realize this is what I've been most afraid of. A man other than my husband seeing my breasts up close. I felt okay in my bra. It's the nipples, I guess. That's really what the issue is. The first time Chuck and I do the scene, I bungle the leather straps and I'm left with my breasts hanging out in an odd way and my arms are tangled. I'm completely flustered and I can't get my bra back on. The straps are twisted and my hands are shaking. I can't hook it. Chuck and Shauna are patient and professional about everything. Chuck's character is embarrassed by the nudity, so he tries not to look at my breasts. His reactions are hilarious and lovely. I heard the word liberating a lot throughout this process. People told me the nudity would be liberating and that there would come a point where I wouldn't think twice about it. But every time I unhook my bra, I feel a lurch in my stomach, and just for a moment, I think, am I really doing this? And I do it. That feeling never goes away. It gets easier, but it's never effortless. I mourned the end of this show in a profound way. I loved the camaraderie backstage, and I missed frolicking around on stage with Chuck and saying things like, "I want you to fuck me, baby. Pinch my nipples." And I have to admit, it was gratifying to hear nice things about my body. Like when my wonderfully brazen friend Cheryl came to see the play and yelled across the lobby afterwards, "Your tits looked great!" Also, I missed taking my bra off. Not in an exhibitionist way, but because every single time it made my stomach lurch and I still did it. So now it's July and I'm at this museum in New York with Teresa. The exhibit explores the redefinition of individual identity in the modern age. I'm bowled over by the drawings and paintings, especially by Gustav Klimt. I'm familiar with his work, but I'm seeing paintings and sketches that are a revelation to me. In one of the galleries, there's a series of sketches of women masturbating. I can't stop looking at them. In the book, there are drawings of women and men making love, women with other women, and women masturbating. Most of them are in pencil or charcoal, some with colored crayons. They are gorgeous and explicit. I decide to buy the book. At home, I keep it in a drawer in my bedside table. I see something new every time I look through it. The way a spine curves, the position of a hand, a use of color I hadn't noticed before. I study the models' faces. They are shameless, filled with ecstasy and longing. We get the opportunity to redefine ourselves throughout our lives by uncovering a part of our identity that has been dormant, by meeting the right people at the right time, and finding joy and courage in unexpected places.
Well, that's it, folks. Have a very pleasurable week. Thank you for listening. If you know someone who might be interested in this episode, send it to them. Do you like what you heard? Then give us a nice review on your podcast app. You can follow us on social media at Wild and Sublime and sign up for newsletters at wildandsublime.com. I'd like to thank associate producer Julia Williams and design guru Jean-Francois Gervais. Theme music by David Ben-Porat. This episode was edited by the Creative Imposter Studios. Our media sponsor is Rebellious Magazine, Feminist Media, at rebelliousmagazine.com.